Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're happy to have Jennifer and Richie and I the presence of one Warren Eckstein, who's bemoaning the fact that it's early where he is. Come on, will you please? What is your problem? Get away. You sound like Cam Newton. Wah, 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 wah. Or Marco Rubio. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. You have one of the best laughs. I love listening to you laugh. Is that okay?
You guys want to be alone?
I know. And Warren likes to listen to you purr.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Well, you see, we've known each other too long, so now we're becoming too familiar. That's maybe what we have to guard against, becoming too friendly, too familiar, because the audience that doesn't maybe know who you are or realize how fabulous your program is, they need to be reminded that Warren hosts The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, has great blogs, has great products, the Hugs and Kisses line for your dog or your cat. It all is so the minerals and vitamins. I went over this. I think I called you, didn't I, after I was with that woman last week? I was telling her about Hugs and Kisses. She had four or five dogs, and
exactly. They
all were eating dirt, and I told them to get Hugs and Kisses, because dirt means, if you're eating dirt, that means you're needing minerals, right? Do most people realize that, do you think?
Absolutely. It helps with digestion. So, yeah, the bottom line is, if you have a dog or a cat that's eating dirt, you need to get them on supplements.
Or grass, right?
What kind of things the world of where it's cold need consideration? I was noticing you were writing about feeding winter birds, but what about rabbits and other things that are around that can't deer, that can't get through the ice and the snow? Should we be feeding them or helping them?
You know, that's always an interesting question. If you start feeding the wild animals, are you doing something good or are you doing something bad?
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that a full stomach is good, so I stay away from that. When I lived in upstate New York, yeah. I was feeding everything that came onto the property. Literally, everything that came onto the property was fed. However, I did have to keep, you know, certain animals away from certain things. So let me talk about this. If you have a garden, okay, the best way to keep wild animals away from your garden is pantyhose. Now, before you laugh, listen to me. If you take pantyhose and you fill the pantyhose with old dog hair and old human hair that's not been washed, and you hang that around the areas where you have your garden, the deer and rabbits won't go there because of the smell of a predator being the smell of dog hair.
This also works, by the way, if you're a woman and you wear pantyhose like that on dates, it repels men as well. So
right.
You've got that going.
Good,
for you.
Good advice.
But then again, the lech that lives down the street may be rooting through your garden one night.
That could be.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, I had an interesting call this week. I got to tell you, an interesting call from Emerson, Iowa. On the air, it was a live call. An elderly farmer called up from Emerson, Iowa. It was really a rural area.
Yep.
And he had been rescuing dogs for the last 5 or 7 years. And he had like 10 dogs or 12 dogs. And he was just diagnosed with a terminal disease.
Mm.
And his main concern was, what can I do to help these animals? And the bottom line is, my listeners have kind of all come together, and we're going to work on doing something. I don't have his contact, so we have to get in contact with him again. But the bottom line is, and the reason I brought that up, if you have a dog or a cat, make sure you have a trust for them if, God forbid, something were to happen to you.
Yeah, take care of them. Yep. All right, there's a story. We have a couple of stories at DougSteffen.com this week I wanted to call your attention to, including this big rabbit. The rabbit's name is Atlas, 7 months old, large as a dog, has plenty more growing to do, and he has no home. He's been rescued and now looking for a home. This would be something that I would, the reason I put it on the air is because we're interested in helping things. But the picture of this, the young woman looks like Jennifer, and she's holding on to this rabbit. If you haven't seen it, go to DougSteffen.com. My God, look at the size of this rabbit.
Well, you know, what's interesting about the rabbit, the largest breed of rabbit is a breed called the Flemish Giant, and the smallest breed is a Netherland Dwarf. Now, I've had as many as 30 rabbits at a time, and I got to tell you,
really?
Fascinating pets.
Yeah.
They're amazing pets. Mine walked on a little harness and a leash. Of course, people looked at me like I was a little crazy.
Another
thing, here's one without a home. If you go to shelters anywhere across the world, besides dogs and cats, you're going to find guinea pigs and hamsters and parrots and rabbits. So, yeah, if you're you're looking for a pet, that's the first place to go, is a place where you can save a life.
There's another story at DougStephan.com. You can see a poor, sick sea lion pup who was rescued and somehow or other got into a restaurant booth. Off the coast of California, San Diego restaurant, they saw. And I just looked at that and I thought, my God, here's a perfect thing. Again, these are unusual animals and they need a home, oftentimes, need to be cared for. So,
and because of El Nino, a lot of the baby seals are coming up on the shore.
Yes, blowing up on shore. Yeah, right. All right, Warren Eckstein helping us out with your pet here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.